Welcome back to another episode of Everyday Health Hacker with Dr. Lisa Leal at Meridian Health Institute and Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare. And today we have a special guest. I'm so excited about it. It is Ms. Kelly Spencer. And Kelly and I have known each other for a little bit. And we were talking about osteoporosis. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about what she does with women, those of us who have reached perimenopause, menopause, and the fight against and the battle against osteoporosis and the natural way to prevent it. And her business is called Senior Fitness, Silver Fitness That's on okay. the Go. Silver Fitness on the Go. And the website is?
So it's silverfitnessonthego.com and Excellent. Silver Fitness LLC, or I think you can probably find me.
Yes.
Find Kelly Spencer.
Kelly Spencer. So welcome. And we look forward to everybody listening in. Please like, subscribe, and comment. We look forward to hearing what your thoughts are. So Kelly, welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you today.
Thank you.
And share a little bit about yourself and kind of what drove you into choosing Silver Fitness over someone that may be a little on the millennial or the younger stage.
Well, so I've been in the fitness industry for almost 15 years. Mm-hmm. Fitness by way of finance first.
Okay.
And then,
interesting.
Yeah. Passion, you know, follow your passions, right?
Yes.
You never know where they're going to take you.
Yes.
And what was really interesting is I feel like I've worked in every capacity of fitness. I've mm-hmm. been in the big chain booming gyms. I've been at small country clubs. I've been in, you know, outdoor boot camp situations, mm-hmm. one-on-one. And what really opened my eyes is when we moved to Singapore, and mm-hmm. There was really a place for everybody. So the aging population there, you would see them in the Botanic Gardens doing Tai Chi and strength training and different things like that. And I just felt like living in the United States that it was just harder, faster, stronger. And it just, as I was aging myself, did
no,
not,
never.
Well,
That's
I mean,
not happening. That
but
is not
I realized
happening.
This is not, we are missing our largest population group as they're aging. And so it was kind of out of love and helping people find their joy in movement
yes.
and thus leading to healthier lives. My dad's older to mm-hmm. have me. And he used to always say, you know, I can hurt from sitting on the couch, or I can hurt from moving. So I just
That's
keep
true.
Moving.
That is
so.
True. And we always say mobility is life. You
exactly.
know, when we lose our mobility, we start to lose our life. And that is one of the things that I share with women as I'm taking care of hormones or mm-hmm. taking care of some of the easier stuff. And women will say, you know, I don't want to be on these drugs that cause, you know, and many of you have seen our podcast. I talk about how bisphosphonates and osteoporosis, how people yeah. lose their teeth and they lose, they have problems because it keeps old bone around. Mm-hmm. And we don't want old bone. We want to create new bone. And that's what exercise is all about.
Absolutely.
Mobility. And like you said, it can be Tai Chi. It can
yeah.
be all these different things. But share with you, like when you have a new client mm-hmm. and she's suffering from osteoporosis mm-hmm. and they are wanting to avoid a medication route mm-hmm. and do this naturally, you know, I always try to get everybody started in their 30s
yes.
so that they can avoid those problems in their 50s.
Yes.
Kind of what do you share at the beginning? What does that assessment look like?
Right. So, of course, we talk, and I always tell every mm-hmm. client that it's a trainer-client relationship is like any relationship. The better we get to know one another, the easier mm-hmm. it becomes for me to program and make sure we're meeting certain goals and things like that that the client has in line. With that said, you know, there are just some basic questions of, mm-hmm. you know, I think we're in a position now where luckily we're publicizing that muscle is the foundation in the fountain of youth. And
yes.
so I think people are starting to understand that. And I always want to stress it's never too late to start.
Absolutely.
That said, just like you said,
yes.
as soon as you can start, I'm so grateful I have daughters and they are already lifting
weights.
They're
in tennis. They're
yes.
lifting
yeah.
weights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just because we do that. So with a client, you know, we obviously assess where they are mm-hmm. and just, you know, any good trainer can explain just the simple modalities of training. You know, we look at, you know, a push exercise, a pull mm-hmm. exercise, a squat, a carry, a hinge, things like that that we use in everyday life. And that's really kind of where I start to focus with people is like, okay, well, no matter what, you're going to have to lift something above your head grab that.
Right.
And so it can be as simple as that. Obviously, we start with small weights, build up where we can. I also never underestimate the power of walking and what that can do. And, you know, that helps our VO2 max. And at the end of the day,
so explain what VO2 max is.
So that's basically where our heart, and I'm trying to explain this in the most layman's, our heart and how much oxygen we're using, you know, and the higher your VO2 max, the healthier you are. And we look at longevity with that. So we look at that and then we look at our muscle mass, right?
Yes.
And that is what's going to protect our bones and help us, you know, live a long time. And so we're living longer, but we don't want to be living in a wheelchair.
Correct.
So that's
and I definitely have experience in living in a wheelchair. So
exactly. I mean,
you have to start where you are. And a lot of people that are coming out from surgery and they're thinking, well, how in the world can I start exercising? Mm-hmm. I'm just coming out of surgery. And I'm like, start where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in a wheelchair, I did sit and be fit. Mm-hmm. You know, it was probably started like in the 70s and they still have those videos. And you know what? It is now on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, you start where you are.
100%.
And when I finally got to that level where I could walk a little bit, I started with a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And that trainer, you know, like when you said the VO2 with the T-Max, it was, I could only do 2 minutes on the bicycle. So we would do 2 minutes rest and then we'd go back and do 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I got to 5 minutes, the goal was first 2 minutes slowly, third minute a little harder. And you can imagine 5 minutes was really hard for me at this time. And then the next 2 minutes was bring that heart rate all the way down.
Yeah.
So that's kind of something simple that people can do. So is that something that you guys do?
Absolutely. And so how that sounds like a great trainer because you had tangible goals, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're going to, because I firmly believe what gets measured gets managed. So to have a tangible goal to say, and it could be as simple as we're going to do one push-up or we're going to do, I do have several clients who started off in rollators or seated or different things like that. The ability to stand up and not use your hands to get up out of a chair, you know, that might be our goal.
Yes.
Little things like that, that once you accomplish that, you can move on to the next one.
Yes.
And it's such a gift to see people attain those goals.
Yes, and to be able to walk and have the freedom of mobility.
Exactly.
I always think of that as like, you know, being here in Texas, we do have a lot of wildlife and you see the horses running out there and it's such a symbolism of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like you're stuck, it's like, what's your image so that you can gain and have a goal to set that. And so I'm a new client and I'm coming in to see you. And let's say I don't work out, but I'm wanting to learn how to work out.
Yeah.
Where would you start?
I'd start with very simple. We would do some stretching and warming up, dynamic stretches, just kind of see so I can see where your mobility is and what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people I come in with, I love this because I have so many diverse different types of clients that it keeps me on my toes. So I spend hours a week writing these custom workouts for people. And so when I go in with a new client based on, you know, our first initial conversations, I have, you know, a framework, but always with the intention of we can progress, we can modify, we can, and there's so many ways you can do.
So you try to get them relaxed to where it's like, hey, if this doesn't work, we can modify it to do something different.
Yes. And I always want to explain initially, years ago, I had a yoga teacher tell me, and I thought it, and it stuck with me, there's a big difference in, ooh, this is hard, or ow.
Yeah.
And we never want to get to the ow.
Yes.
And so we stress communication, but anyway, so we'll warm up and just start with very basic, depending on where the client is. If she is in is chair bound, we're going to start with just even, like I said, the simple movement of arms, lifting up. We can try some light weights. I have some clients who their hands, we're working on strengthening hands. Grip strength is a big thing.
Oh, especially with arthritis.
Yes,
a lot of men and women, that's the number one complaint is my thumb hurts.
Right.
And maybe it's from texting too.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So we'll do things with you know, maybe weighted armbands, like those Bala bands, and then add in, you know, just grip for a little bit with lightweights and things like that. And
so when they go for a walk, do you have them wear like a weight vest?
So I have some clients who I do suggest, I am a big fan of that. I think if you're using your time, and obviously walking is, it's awesome no matter what. It's going to be a gentle.
You get peace from it.
You get peace.
You get peace again.
Yeah. And just kind of like we, you know, exercise, I feel like it's one of those things that builds other habits. And so it leads to better mental states as well.
And
so.
I'll share with patients, I'm like, why I like the weight vest is that if you're going to walk out there, you need to be weight bearing. So that weight bearing is really important because now your bones are building against resistance. And that's 100%. What we want is to have the resistance.
100%.
And so that's like one technique out of many that you can do. And as we finish this segment, and we're going to go on to more specific types of things that you're going to eat and things of exercises in our next segment. What would you leave as the tip of the day today?
Oh, tip of the day is just move. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, it's complicated.
Yes.
It can just be start small, like we talked about. Yes. Maybe set a small goal. And if it's 5 minutes of walking and carrying something, do that. If it's sit to stand, do that. Five minutes. That's
like
it.
Gardening. If you are out there gardening and you've got to pick up a pot, maybe do three different bends while you're doing it. Just build in it to where it simplifies, and then you know you'll have more energy, you'll have more oxygenation in your body, and your bones will be stronger. So yay. Thank you so much
thank
for joining
you
us today.
Me.
And we are going to have our next segment, and we're going to really dive into a little bit more of, if you're already in shape, what can we do to really set those goals and to work things out? So we hope that you will like, comment, and subscribe to our channel, Dr. Lisa Leal with Everyday Health Hacker at Meridian Health Institute, and Ms. Kelly Spencer of our website?
Silver Fitness, so silverfitnessonthego.com.
All right. We look forward to your comments. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you soon.